Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Down in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind.
Welcome to episode 436 of Fourth and John. I am Dale Saunders here with Tim Kincaid. Talking a little bit of training camp recap, talking a little bit of joint Eagles practice. Exciting stuff. I mean, let's talk about the vibes after last week's open. I almost said open practice. We had an actual preseason game, but preseason games to me, it's really about watching the younger guys play. We got duped, thinking that some of these veterans are going to play and they actually didn't. But I'm cool with that. You know, overall, we had a great live experience. Shout out to the people that were in the live chat. We don't really do live watch parties, but we did a watch party for the last preseason game. I think overall, the overwhelming feeling of getting a W anytime is always a good thing. But I mean, earlier we spoke, you talked about you're feeling a certain type of way.
You had
an apology that you had to get off your chest.
Yeah, I might as well just get it done. Pull off the Band-Aid.
Okay.
I apologize to Johnny Wilson. I apologize. I watched some game tape of 22 game tape, and because I have NFL Plus, shout out to NFL Plus, $5 a month. You know, check that out if you want to check it out. You want to see some? You want to see the real action, right?
You want to
see
the real action. They're not paying you, so you don't have to.
Okay, it's free. I guess we'll give you the game for free 99.
Yeah.
But I definitely wanted to give my apologies to Johnny Wilson. Dude was a mauling DB. Dude, he's 6'6", like 230, just getting him out the way. So I know Eagle fans don't want to hear this, and I don't want to see it as much. But you're going to see when he's in the game, they're going to be running his way because he is an awesome blocker. And bear with me. Don't shoot the messenger. The tunnel wide receiver screen is back.
Hey,
I hate to say it, bro, but it's back. That man was balling people, bro. Like, listen, like 6'6", 230 going against 5'10", 5'11", 180 pounds soaking wet. Like, what did you see out of his blocking? I know one catch for 7 yards is crazy. I know.
I was saying the second coming Mac Hollins, the return of the Mac. I had said to someone. I also said, I also said he's got to show up when his number's called. And I'm not taking it back. I just, you got to play big when the moment comes. And we're not even talking about his size and stature. My thing is when your number's called, make a play, and that's where you take it. Like you can only make excuses for so long when you just say, you know, like, hey, I made a mistake. But like, this is the part of making mistakes in camp and then coming to a preseason game and balling out as a young player. And at the end of the day, that's really what you want to see. Or you might want to see Evan Hollywood Hearn.
What's up, fellas?
Hanging in.
The hat is fire.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Still trying to support the Phillies, you know, through their woes. It's been tough.
Did you see me last weekend? Did you see me last weekend? I was at the game.
Oh, were you?
I went to the game. I caught a ball.
Oh, in Arizona. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, in Arizona. I caught a ball for my daughter. Shout out to Nick Cassiano.
Oh, you caught a ball?
Hell yeah.
I caught a ball for my daughter. He threw it, caught it two-hand. Everybody was shocked. I'm like, I used to play baseball. Like, I was nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, He threw it to me. He threw it to me. He was far. I'm going to be honest with you. He was super far. He was like, and yeah. I caught it. And it was like, my daughter was like, she was in shock. Like, she couldn't believe that I caught it. So shout out to Nick Cassiano. Nice. Didn't mean to break that up, but I had to put it out there. You're dead.
Superhero down
of the weekend.
Very nice. But yeah, I just wanted to, I mean, we're talking about superheroes, super performances so far. In this joint practice, I don't know what kind of conversation I jumped into, but I know what I have been watching and paying attention to is what's been going on in the joint practice, man. And Jalen Hurts, are you guys buying into? You think there's anything to the, you know, hasn't thrown an interception yet? I think that there is. I love that hasn't thrown a pick yet so far in training camp. I didn't get to talk to you guys since the preseason game. But
what were your vibes? What were your overall vibes?
I mean, I don't think that the score reflected how the Eagles played. I was locked in on that game, on the first preseason game, man. And all the people that I wanted to see perform, I feel like did. And, you know, with the exception of N'Kobe Dean, I don't think that he had the best performance. But, I mean, surprising out of Will Shipley. I thought he played well. Jeremiah Trotter, a guy that I was pounding the table for during the draft process. He's looking nice, man. He is turning into one of the standouts. Happened to see a little catch that little green circle on the back of his helmet.
Yes, sir.
It's very interesting. I mean, I'm going to be honest. He was reminding me of a young T.J. Edwards out there. Mm-hmm. Just instinctual.
Yeah. Also, on top of that, more notes from what I noticed in the preseason. But, dude, Johnny Wilson. I think that using his size, that to be able to block. Also, I mean, I think that he – I know that people have the J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. We're afraid of the big wide receiver. All he could do is block. I think he brings more to the table than just blocking. I'm hoping at least.
If he gets a touchdown, he has to do. I just want to block. I gotta see that. I gotta see that. I just want to block.
It's more about his confidence. Once a player knows that they belong, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then that.
He exudes more dog in him than Arcega-Whiteside did, in my opinion.
I just think it's a matter of when they say there's a football phrase from coaches, when you're thinking, you're stinking. Mm-hmm. When you see a player thinking out there, it affects their play. Like when they just react, and it's just part of their being.
Yeah,
that's where you want to be.
Understood that, but I'm gonna tell you the person that's thinking is thinking. That's Anita Smith. I'm sorry. He's thinking too much. He's thinking too much, and he's trying to make a play, and he wants to catch. You know, I mean, he got called out this week. Not only
by Chauncey, yeah.
He got called out this week, and it wasn't a good call out. And
you haven't made a play all. You haven't made a play all camp.
And he said three times. That goes to show that those are very hard words. Those are words where that can, you know, detour your feelings, your confidence. So I think for him, I think he needs to take a step back, breathe, and let the game come to him. And yeah. and that's all he needs to do. He just needs to step back, breathe, let the game come to you. When you're going to make, you'll make plays when it develops for you. But when you're over here trying to do the, you know, cha-cha slide, yeah, your whole fumbling the ball, like, you're thinking way too much. And it's in the mentals, man. The mentals are important.
Listen, I mean, you saw how it happened with Jalen Reagor. That was a guy that had way more pressure on him than Anaya Smith. Anaya Smith went, he was a day three guy, right? So, I mean, for Jalen Reagor to come in here as a first-round guy, I mean, we missed out on Justin Jefferson, for God's sakes. There was a lot of pressure for him to perform here. And I think that Anaya Smith is coming in here with not that pressure on him and still – it's just been underperforming, man. He's still cracking under the pressure when there really isn't, like, you don't even have to be the guy this year. You just have to show us something. And the inability to do that so far is concerning.
I think the biggest thing that you're seeing right now is you're hoping that when you come into Philadelphia, you got to have that mindset. Is your mindset has to be different from anywhere else that you play. You know what I mean? And we say stuff, because we care. We like, really, that's how we get down here in Philadelphia. We will say something, but it's because we care and we love our sports teams. We love our city. But to come in here, you have a YouTube channel. you're trying to make a name for yourself. You got to just sit back, relax, and let the game come to you.
He just got to lock in, know who's waiting for the game to come to him. Shout out to David. He said, evening, everyone. I'm so ready for this season to start. So he's gonna let the season come to him. Yep. We have the most loveliest of them all from Floridians that I know. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Nina and her mom, who is 91 years old. Happy birthday
Still
moving and grooving.
Yeah. Shout out to Chase. He says that episode 436. We got a What's Crackin' Foos. Shout out to Dylan from Boise in the house. And we have a Mark Bird, resident Oregonian, if I said that right. Shout out to my brother. I'm not gonna leave my brother hanging as well. There's a lot of y'all in the chat. Appreciate y'all stopping by.
Germany checking in.
Oh, Drew.
Yes, sir. Hey, I used to live in Frankfurt. Shout out to Germany.
We have Kelly Wilson from Texas. And then we have our old friend. Not old friend, still friend. Piccolo in the building. He's about to drop a new theme song on us, just out of the blue. You know, coming out of retirement. You know, I know he's got responsibilities, got a new job. You know, doing a lot of big things. He's him and his boy Nash are going to be in shortly.
They move today.
Come today, and they're going to debut the song and allow you to listen to the new theme song. So, you know, a little suspense. but just overall, I mean, any other notes that you guys wanted to get off your chest about the preseason game.
I got one thing. Tyler Steen, he played good for being hurt. He played well. What I'm trying to figure out, he played good. He played good for being hurt. He didn't play great. This exceptional performance, it ain't good. It ain't great. It's above it. He played good for being hurt. So what I'm saying is, and what I'm trying to put in your mindset is, the backup position, I feel like, is going to be great. Because you got Becton as a guard now, right?
Yeah.
And he's used to playing tackle. So now that we have Becton in there, and Becton's kind of like, I mean, Becton solidified himself. Don't you guys think? He was out. No, he was out.
He's the starting guy until further notice.
Correct. So what I like about this is, and we all know this, and I want to knock on wood, and this isn't going to happen, but injuries happen. When Lane goes down, bad things tend to happen. I'm just saying. Hold on. Just let me. When injuries happen, especially to Lane, bad things go down. And I think with Becton going to be the backup right tackle, and but he's placed at guard, you could put Steen at there at guard, and you ain't got to make a tons of switches to the lineup. That's what I'm saying.
Well, Steen's starting to get some tackle reps as well, so they're going to cross-train him, it seems like. And I feel like Becton has been showing his worth, and he's been showing his availability, because that's right. Your best ability. He's been showing up. And, you know, with Steen dealing with an ankle, that's, you know, never a good thing. It took him a while to get back from that. But speaking about a guy who is coming back from something, a hamstring injury. Cooper DeJohn, like we nicknamed him on this podcast. I don't think that was been reported anywhere. But Cooper DeJohn is back. He's back in the
capacity. Yeah.
Did you want to talk about the medicals?
We can talk about the medicals if you have them up in
front. I got them.
You got to play the music.
I got to get your music. I just want to ask you first pop off your music like that.
I'm ready for the medicals whenever.
So, medical minute with Hollywood Hearn.
I'm loving the new graphic. So anyway, you got the medicals for me.
I do have the medicals for you.
You know, this all started with N'Kobe Dean, for people that don't know. But we are on to today. Chauncey Gardner was back at practice. I'm sorry, he was out. Grant Calcaterra was also out today, both with shoulders. Alberto has an abdomen injury he's nursing. He was out. Caden Stearns with his knee, and Oren Burks the same. Back to our limited guys. Cooper DeJohn is back in a limited capacity after his hamstring injury. Paris Campbell's groin still coming along with that. Brandon Smith has a concussion, and Mekhi Gardner all back, you know, in a limited way, but working their way back. I think Cooper DeJohn being back.
Close out.
That's so perfect. That's so like perfect,
it.
Bro.
That's a medical minute right there. Cooper DeJean being back, though, obviously the biggest news. I mean, we talked about, you know, a couple weeks ago, this is especially your rookie year. The first training camp, missing this time is pivotal. So him being back is exactly what I want to see, man. I want to see how he's going to fold into this this defense, because, I mean, I'm hearing a lot about the cross-training of Gale's son,
Quinyon,
between outside and slot. And I think that, what do you think, Cooper? Do you think he ends up playing more in the slot or more as a safety when he does come in this year?
God, man, it's going to be interesting. The fact that he missed like 3 weeks sucks for him, but I think, you know, if they have that dime package that they utilize him, safety, what does that look like? Yo, Bradbury's out here trying his best.
He's trying his darndest.
You know, just like Primo, man. You know, he had a big birthday bash this weekend, trying his best to rebound. Mm-hmm. were you tipsy at your birthday function?
Nah, actually, I wasn't, man. I felt fine. I felt fine. Yeah. It was just I mean, after you left, it's a whole.
I saw some shots going down. I'm just saying.
Yeah. After you left, you know, I mean, but we'll talk about that off air. I'm not gonna expose anybody. All I could just tell you is that, you know, I mean, my man cave got totally disrespected. That's all I was like.
Oh yeah.
But we'll like I said,
someone touch him?
Or was it Will?
Listen, man, nah, it was a cousin. It was a cousin of mine. Okay. She went overboard, but. Again, stop pushing buttons. Stop trying to get more information out of me.
So, and before you got on the show, we recapped some of the preseason game. We also talked about some highlights. The Johnny Wilson hype from his blocking. Inaya Smith, the no-show. What else did we talk about? Another topic that's been heavy on people's mind is Hassan Reddick is now asked for another trade from the Jets, who's not handled his situation. Before he got traded, I was saying that he was going to get his deal, which was kind of agreed upon before him getting traded. He turned down their first offer and hasn't been offered since, said Diana Russini. So the fact that the Jets knew they knew the idea that he's not going to play unless he gets a new deal. And if you listen to Uncle Gail, I said the same thing. You do not play until you get that second year at least. You can't lose out on 10 mil. Can't lose out on 10 mil.
Nah, I mean, it's definitely a crazy situation, but like you know, we've been talking about it week in, week out. And I got to admit, you know, I mean, I'm not surprised about the breaking news that came out yesterday about the whole situation. The guy decided to go ahead and take a trip to China and stayed over there for quite a bit and wasn't really focused on the Jets and their organization. And, you know, I've been hinting that the man most likely will come back to Philly, but at the end of the day, we'll see what happens.
I think the biggest thing for me is just seeing the compensation of the trade. If he plays like more than like 67%, it would turn into a second. But the Jets knew, man. That man was over there, give me my money. And then nobody was clapping. So, I mean, come on, man. Like, y'all knew the deal, man. Give that man his money, bro.
They knew.
Exactly. They knew what it was.
I think it is a lot of people have been talking about this wide receiver three position. Britton Covey. Todd is out here speaking. I'm not going to lie. I like what Covey was saying today about studying Smitty in film. Covey will break out as a young Welker Edelman type role. He said he studied a lot of Cole Beasley. And his usage on Thursday was kind of interesting.
He's been one of the bigger surprises so far this camp. I mean, I think that we all kind of the Britton Covey that we have known over the past couple of years has been solely as a returner and not taken seriously as a wide receiver. But I think that he's made some huge developments over this offseason. But I guess the argument could be made is that, like, is the competition of the wide receiver three, are we hurting that bad at wide receiver three that it just looks like he's earning the Paul Turner Award at wide receiver?
Well, there's news out on the timeline with you know, Kelly's talking about the rumor reveal of John Metchie from Houston. They have a plethora of wide receivers down there. Would they happen to be willing to trade for a cornerback?
It's been up and down about Covey though, bro. I mean, like, one minute we're like laughing at the whole situation, and you know, because we know what Covey's all about, right? But then the next minute, you know, you got to find a way to give the kid credit just for all the efforts that he's put in. I mean, at open practice, you brought out the fact that, or I think it was Evan that brought out the fact that he was like, you know, side by side with Jalen throughout the whole night. And, you know, I mean, God only knows what they've been talking about. We're not at the practices during the week, so God only knows how much he's been side by side with him there. And then now talking about, you know, Smitty and how much he's been like practicing or studying off of his moves and stuff like that. I don't want to knock him for trying to go out for that third wide receiver. You know what I mean? He's been here long enough. I mean, he's definitely earned his creds. We've been giving him creds. You know what I mean? I know Pete's in there somewhere getting ready to go ahead and shut it down. But listen, I'm not going to close the door on his efforts, man. I think he's really putting in that work, and he wants to go ahead and prove to a lot of us that he can be that wide receiver three.
Someone want to give a shout out for their effort. Shout out to Alexis. He showed up to the New England Eagles joint practice today.
I feel so jealous of you right now.
Oh, we were texting yesterday, and I was trying to plot it out to see if I could actually attend. And then he showed me that they weren't allowing any cameras to be filming some things. But he did send me a clip of Devontae Smith routing somebody up.
Nice.
Speaking of Devontae Smith, he was killing it out there, along with AJ Brown. What do you guys think about that?
I mean, yeah, I think that having two wide receiver ones, that's something that we've been very grateful to have the past couple years. I think Devontae just continues to get better year after year. And I think that's not going to stop this year. I think that he's going to have another career year. And especially with just in this Kellen Moore offense, man, it feels completely revitalized. I don't know about you guys, but I've really been thinking about that episode that we had a few weeks ago. We were listing out the top five things that have changed. I really think that the biggest difference you are going to see this year is just how, with everything schemed by experienced coordinators, I think we're going to see a big difference in this team.
Yeah, yeah. I think the biggest thing to see is, like, with Kellen and just seeing the All-22 tape with it was, like, a lot of it was the pre-snap motion and then the tight end love. Like, that's what I wanted to see. I want to see the tight end get involved. And I feel like Goddard's going to have a big year this year. There's something that's telling me that dude's going to have a big year this year. As long as he stays healthy, like, he's going to be the guy that people talk about. He's going to be like, oh, Dallas Goddard's top five tight end in the league. Yes, we've been saying that because of his skill. We know his skill. But he has not shown it because due to injury. I feel like this is going to be the year where they're going to be using Dallas Goedert. He's going to be the ultimate weapon in the middle of the field and also get – and he's a wide tight end. He can do all it all. So that's how I feel about that, bro. He's going to be dope.
Everyone saw the wheel route scene around the world on Matt Judon, who is also – Eagle fans are clamoring for Matt Judon. The fact that Howie, the trade god, is in Foxborough at the same time, you know, rumors are speculating. You know, I mean, we've heard that whole Kareem Hunt thing when they had a joint practice.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this would be nice.
It happened though. We had joint practice with Miami Dolphins, and we ended up getting a Jay Ajayi. It happened. It's gonna happen again.
Are you putting that? You saying with your chest?
Yeah, I'm saying with my chest. We're gonna pluck somebody off. We're gonna pluck one of them off that roster. Especially Judon. I want Judon. That's what I want.
Okay. Hassan or Judon.
What's up?
You think that Hassan Judon or Judon? I was gonna say, you think he's gonna be the same if that injury one. Though?
That's a tough one. Judon's cheaper. He's 6.5, seven mil, right? And he's not – how old is Judon? Probably like 26 or something like that?
Have you asked? You said 26.
31.
He's 31? I don't know. I don't know. Because Hassan's 29, about to be 30, right? Or is he 30? Yeah.
He's 29. This guy, asking all the wrong ages.
I'd rather take Evan.
I said both. What did you say?
I said I'd rather take Evan at his age.
Evan, old. You know, you bring in an older guy when you have Reddick. But again, if Reddick doesn't want to do, I don't know. I've had this conversation about Reddick like offline so many times with people. It's like how I didn't want to pay that price tag, you know. But if Judon's coming cheaper, okay.
I really think that the pressure is going to be taken off a lot of these edge rushers with Jalen Carter this year, man. I mean, he has been just dominating, living up to what I have been predicting of him this year. I've been saying this is the Aaron Donald breakout year for Jalen Carter. And I mean, just to start the camp, to start the joint practice today, just completely wrecking the backfield, like three consecutive plays. Like that's one thing I love about Jalen Carter. I mean, you remember when he first debuted with the Eagles, he came in and first play was in the backfield. And I think that Jalen Carter, while being a tremendous player throughout the entire game, like him getting after the quarterback early and often, like will just set the tone for the game. I think that's what he's going to bring. And that's going to take pressure off of I mean, they're going to have to start scheming to stop Jalen Carter coming through the middle. That's just going to open up our edge.
I do have a question, and you guys tell me who is that? Who is the third? I guess you want to say nose tackle or D tackle. Who is that? Is that Toa Fuluto?
Moro Ojomo.
Was it Moro Ojomo?
What?
Well, I mean, we got Milton Williams. We got
but Milton's versatile. You can put him outside.
You can put him outside.
Too.
Yeah, put him on the side, Nas, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say Marlon and Morrow.
Because you want to go after somebody that's like 315, 318, 320.
I mean, two Pelotos now roll as well. That'll be stepped up.
Okay.
The fact that Fletcher Cox is not in the mix anymore, that opens up a ton of snaps.
Right.
For them to split.
JD, too, man.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see – I thought Gabe Hall was going to – hopefully – we got to give him some more time. But I was hoping to see something like a flash from him, but I didn't see anything from him.
Grant Calcaterra stepping up for Evan, to show him what he's made of. He heard that his father was talking about
that's tight end two right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, I think that from everything that's just been coming out, it sounds like he has a clear lead over the rest of the pack underneath of him. Alberto hasn't really lived up to anything since we got him last year. I mean, I was really expecting more out of him. He seems to just have fallen off a cliff. And then, you know, you got CJ Ozama, and I think that he hasn't really shown anything. You were hoping he was going to be able to provide something, being like a veteran presence, but it seems like he hasn't really been doing much of anything at all. So, Grant Calcaterra, it's his spot to have until, you know, someone else takes it from him.
Talk about a veteran presence. You might have heard the sultry voice on a couple theme songs. Shout out to Piccolo. If you don't know, you should know. You know, he hit me up. He was like, "We got a new theme song to drop. Got some stuff to talk about." You know, obviously he wants to talk about the birds. But shout out to Piccolo in the building.
We got
Nas,
boy,
in the building. Yeah. We heard that you guys have a theme song that you had to drop today. Is that true? Is the word true?
We do. So for those who don't know who I am, I'm Piccolo. I'm from South Central Los Angeles. This is my boy Nas, representing Del Amo, Carson, California. And I've been back and forth to Philly multiple times. I've met all of these guys, Hearn, Prime, Tim, Gail, of course, you know, over the years and things like that. And it's been some time since COVID and things like that, since I've like seen y'all and stuff. But pretty much what took place was I really wanted to put out another Eagles anthem. And my boy Nas is also an Eagles fan. So I'm like, man, let's come together. Let's make it happen. Me and him did a project together. And when I did the song, I originally did it by myself and he heard it. And he was like, "Nah, I need a piece of that."
So, get on that draw, yo.
I put Nas on the record. I produced it myself, and it came out great. And the first person or the first people that I wanted to share with is my East Coast family at 4th and John.
Yes,
that's what's up, man. Appreciate that, bro.
Love it.
And it's going to be a little bit of a surprise for those who haven't heard it. Some of the people on this show haven't heard it yet. So I really want to get their take as well. I mean, you say go. I mean, you're the coach right now. You're the OC. You ready to play the song?
Yeah, Nas, you ready?
Yeah, run that, bro.
Let's do this. Piccolo, Najon, go. Go birds.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Go birds. Whoa, 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 whoa.
This one for the city.
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 This one is for Philly.
And if you rap, rap,
where the bullies play, I'ma point at the link. Curious where the fam at, all I see is Kelly Green. Curious where the ops at, they rep the other team. Curious if they like us,
we don't care, my G.
Bird gang, yeah, best believe we roll deep. Take the show on the road, whole city turn green. Walk into your stadium, got nothing to fear. But triple zeros hit, and this is all you hear. This is all you hear. This is all you hear. This is all you hear.
I hit the track running, I feel like I'm Saquon. Stay calm. The Eagles are coming to your stadium, blow that thing up. We working with napalm. See what we doing? Winning the steady, pursuing the bodies, and we need a new one. Better make two. So many wings in the lane. They saying that we be Red Bulling, but we just some brothers. Stay off our grass. Sammy and Friday, you do the math. When AJ Devonta and the only Dallas that we acknowledge, come at you fast. Go ahead and pick your poison. Whole crowd screaming, Jalen, don't hurt him. Fly the sky, only touchdown to add six. That's perfect. Bird gang.
You
hell yeah, man!
That was
awesome, yeah. Dude.
Flame, son. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, people wonder if Kendrick was on that too.
And I saw that in the comments. I was like, man,
that sounds crisp through the headphones too, man.
I ain't gonna lie.
Can we get an autograph first? First of all.
Oh, come on, man. You know it's love.
And I ain't gonna lie, though. I thought when he said there was some Kendrick, I was like, uh-oh, you're gonna hit that beat. Da, 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 da.
So,
they don't like us.
First, how did you and Nas link up?
So, me and Nas, we went to the same high school growing up. So, he's always been like big bro. We've always done music separately, but was always cool, you know, throughout the years and things like that. It was really around 2019, 2020, where we really locked in on the music. We worked on this series called Blackbuster, which is out on all streaming platforms right now. My bro did seven different albums during COVID, and I was throughout the whole project. And we decided, you know, hey, man, it would be dope if me and you could, like, put out a project together. And last year, we worked on this project called Good Things Come to Those Who Hustle. We dropped it last year on August 1st. And we're working up to the follow-up, which is Great Things Come to Those Who Hustle, which will be coming out very soon.
This awesome. Is the most wild comment.
You're really lying. I'm ready to kick a puppy. It's crazy.
What?
Stay away from my dogs.
So when are we shooting this hype video?
Is man, what people are asking. I'm trying to come to Philly, so I'm trying to figure it out. I know I got a big trip coming up in October.
Well, you know we are coming out to LA too.
Hello, and being that we are in LA, I personally want footage in Philly, LA. Y'all know I currently stay in Arizona. I know Tim stays in Arizona as well. I want some Arizona footage. And I want some LA and San Diego footage. So, because like obviously, you know, I made these records for Fourth and John and things like that. But mm-hmm. me and Nas feel like this record is like for Eagles fans. You know what I mean? So I want it to go global. I think it has the capability to go global. And I just need y'all help. Not only y'all help, but everyone else's help. And just spread this awareness. I think the record is too fire not to like just sit and just fade away.
Okay. So people are asking where can they find this?
All right. So as of right now, it is on YouTube. However, if you want to purchase it, if you want to support me and Nas, it's at picklow.bandcamp.com, and it will be on all streaming platforms this Thursday, just in time for the Eagles preseason game this coming Thursday against the Patriots.
Can you send that link? Can you send that link so we can put it up for everybody so they can click on that?
I think I did, but if I did not, I'll say it slowly. picklow.bandcamp.com. That record is currently going for the very low price of $5. Feel free to support some independent.
And this is California talk, so he's not saying it like that. He's like, $5, Buster. That's what he means.
I was about to say $5, Buster. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Pete Lowe, man. I remember the last time we were hanging, it was when it was weird because Carson Wentz had just got hurt.
Right.
And I remember there was a part where we still had to bring the energy. He had a flag on his back and he had his hands up. Check it out. It's on his Twitter handle. And the sky was right, you know, it was still positive vibe, you know, and all the Rams fans in the back were crying and you were just like, couldn't be touched. I'll never forget that moment, even though it was a tough moment seeing Wentz go down, but I still believe we were going to Super Bowl.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, are you guys, Nas, you excited about this upcoming season?
Oh, of course, man. I can't wait till it starts. I haven't tapped in with a preseason game yet. I know we had the one last week. I was kind of busy, but I'm definitely looking forward to the season starting, man.
Who are you guys the most hype about seeing? I think I can guess, but what say you, Nash?
Me? Probably Devontae, man. I love his game. I love his speed. So, yeah, I love guys that can make plays on the outside. So, definitely him, definitely AJ, Dallas.
That's fun to watch.
Now, I mean, you guys are welcome to hang with us. Like, I know you guys are busy people. You're on different area codes, but you guys are willing to hang out with us. But before we move on to the next topic, again, let them know where you can find you at on social media.
Go ahead, Nas.
So, you can find me on Instagram, Mansoor Ungo. That's Mansoor. Ahngeaux. I know it's long, but Mansoor Ungo. You know what I'm saying? And look me up on all your social media and all your streaming platforms. Nas on go. Check it out.
Nas on the go. Yeah. But we're talking about some of these practice notes today. Have you guys? If you not read AJ Brown, this is not coming from our beat writers. This is coming from the Patriots beat writers. They said he was probably the best player on both sides of the ball today. Like, he was that dominant that the slant game is almost automatic.
Yes, yes. And that's exactly what I want to see, man. I mean, I'm a kid that grew up watching Peyton Manning absolutely just own the NFL with 7-yard slants for an entire career. And to have someone as dominant as A.J. Brown – all you got to do is get him the ball. Like he's going to be able to get separation. He's going to be able to get open. He's going to be able to catch the ball. And he's also going to be able to get you yards after the catch. So if do that 100 times a game, I don't care. If it works, it works.
Yeah. It was pretty much Devontae and AJ Brown. They pretty much ruled one-on-ones. I feel like, I think Christian Gonzalez stopped one play. But other than that, it was straight completion after completion after completion. I'm geeked about what we saw from those guys so far.
They mentioned a little bit of action from Saquon. Did you guys catch that? How he beat Judon on
the wheel route.
On the wheel route.
Yeah. I heard about the wheel route. Yeah. I I actually had an argument with people on Twitter. You know how this goes.
No, not
Instagram,
you.
I forgot. But I had made a statement. I said, matter of fact, it was Instagram because it was showing AJ Brown's top 100 plays of last season. Mm-hmm. And I just wrote in the comments, I said,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
By the end of his Eagle tenure, he's going to go down as the greatest Eagle receiver ever. And I got killed for it. I got murdered for it. And I was like, what about Devontae? I was like, oh, he'll be right there behind him. But you're telling me 5 more years of this connection of having to worry about Jalen Hurts and Saquon running the read option, and you're leaving these two all-pro type wide receivers with one-on-one potential action?
I have someone that was ready to argue with you because on a previous show, our guy, Evan Hollywood Herm, you had mentioned that Devontae would go down as the best Eagles.
I have mentioned that, and I still stand by it. I think it's good, but I think it's not a matter of one being better than the other. I think it's more so that next time contract talks come around, I think that you're not going to be able to afford both of them. I think that we got really lucky.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, Devontae starting his career out here, I just see Devontae being an Eagle for life, man. So I think that if Devontae puts together what he's been doing for a 10, 11 year period, I think that he just gets it off of time.
A big conversation, you guys, you know, wide receiver 3, Paris Campbell finally came back. You know, Britton Covey, we got Johnny Wilson. They're all the rage and talk and news these days. But do you guys think, Naj, you think wide receiver 3 is on this roster, or do you think the Eagles trade for someone?
I think they're probably going to make a move. Got to be somebody out there that we can get. I think they'll make a move.
Mm-hmm. I think it's no to Britton Covey. He said no to Britton Covey, guys.
No, I think we're saying yes to Britton Covey, but we said wide
receiver. Not a wide receiver 3, yeah.
Look at Primo.
No. Don't look at Primo. I'm good. I mean, I'm just saying. I was just giving him his props on the effort that he's putting. I mean, look, he's got the potential as of right now until we make that move to be that wide receiver 3. He's either going to go ahead and convince them to go out there and make the move even sooner, or he's going to go ahead and convince them to hold off a little bit, you know what I mean, until he, you know, he can't do no more.
Let me ask you guys all a question. I mean, let's say a trade doesn't happen, and we go forward with what we have, and Britton Covey ends up being wide receiver 3. Do you think he would have a better or worse year than Quez Watkins did last year?
Oh, anybody will have a better season than Quez.
That's what I mean. I think you do better.
You should have answered that.
First of all, that was a terrible analysis.
I mean, what we got enough. Well,
we all going to pick. We're going to go with Quez. If you don't go with Quez, you get kicked off.
You see,
go to the bathroom, son.
He was playing volleyball in that punt return with the Steelers.
Oh, that was crazy. That was crazy, yo.
Quez having a nightmare out there trying to make a team. It is what it is. He could have posted the Jordans that the customs that I made for him, but he chose not to. Yeah. And sometimes football gods come down hard on
you. Madame Zeroni for holes, bro.
I'm just kidding.
You made custom kicks for Quez?
Yeah.
You didn't post it?
No.
Nope.
It's all right. So it's all good.
You I got mean, everybody up here tight.
I'd rather make customs for Prime instead of.
And I will post them.
Oh, oh,
yes, sir.
Don't worry about it, bro. I will post.
You see
that? Yeah. I ain't got no problem posting them, bro. You gonna get your props, baby.
Gail, you did the thing on that one, B.
What?
I tried.
I can't wait.
Talking about Patriot fans a little chippy out here. This one's gonna make you laugh. They said Nick Sirianni was walking by, and Patriots fan says, Bill's gonna take your job.
Let it begin.
Ooh.
Let it begin.
I mean, that's Eagles fans are spicy, but do you think there's any truth to that?
No, I don't think so.
I think that this Eagles team, I have too high of expectations. I've already drank the Kool-Aid again for this year.
Nick Lowe was smirking. Were you smirking?
I'm not gonna drink the Kool-Aid. I'm gonna believe that Nick Sirianni knows what he's doing. Him and Kellen Moore can figure this out offensively. Defensively, we'll be fine. I have a very high expectation for us. You can ask Naj. The year that we went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, I called it at his birthday dinner. I was like, bro, we're going to the Super Bowl. And I was correct. I have those same high hopes. Like, I see us going and competing for a Super Bowl. Anything my less question, to me?
Okay, but this is my question, though. We want Nick Sirianni to succeed in this position, right? But absolutely. do we want him involved, or do we want him CEO?
I mean, you're still involved as CEO. You're just CEO vibes, right?
Can I get a personal? Go ahead. Go ahead and put me on per. Go ahead. Stay away from the damn offense. Stay away. No. No. I need you here. Here.
Here.
CEO. I don't want him near the offense. I want Nick, him here.
Nick going to be fine, bro.
CEO vibes, man. I'm cool with that. Someone's got to get this back on track. And I do think Jalen Hurts, who's had a phenomenal camp so far, if you're tracking some of the beats, he's probably had one minor hiccup at practice. That's when all his linemen were hurt. We had a toe laceration. We had laying out. We had some things. But other than that, it's been a phenomenal training camp with zero interceptions.
Hold on, Gil, before you even go to that, just let me ask the question amongst the six of us right here. Does it bother you? Does that Nick Sirianni chirping back at fans, chirping back at comments, kind of like, you know, getting into the mix, does that bother you guys? You know, knowing your coach acts like that?
I think, well, personally, I just feel like we're human at the end of the day. So to have this expectation that no one is going to, I'm just going to sit back and just let you talk smack. Like, no, I'm not doing that. He doesn't have to respond to everybody though. Okay. I will say that like everything doesn't need a response, but
you're right.
When it's someone that's coming for your character versus like your coaching, like all of that is valid, but that's for me.
So on me, I love it. I love when Nick becomes chirpy. I love when he starts chirping at opposing fans. I love when he just chirps. And I absolutely agree with you, Pete. Like, he don't need to respond to every single thing. You know what I mean? Because some of the shit is, like, really soft to be responding to. But, you know, those questions, like, if somebody came and shout out to me that Bill's going to go ahead and take my time, oh, I'm going to get a little chirpy. I'm going to get a little something off my chest. You know what I'm saying? But there are comments, like, as of last year, that a lot of the fans or even, you know, other opposing coaching staffs or anything has something to say about Nick. You know what I mean? I just didn't feel like he needed to feed into it. But I'm just pointing out blank okay with how Nick Sirianni handles situations like this. Like, I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
I'm all for it, too. I mean, I think one thing that is a promising thing that I've seen out of this joint practice, I mean, we've been talking about the defense and how the offense has just been absolutely lighting the Eagles' defense up. You know, they haven't had any interceptions on Jalen, obviously. And for them to perform really well against the Patriots. Granted, I mean, I think the Patriots offense is going to be pretty trash, but for them to be doing what they're supposed to be doing, getting sacks on five consecutive plays, getting interceptions, I felt really good. It made me feel like this Eagles defense is good, and but the Eagles offense is just, you know, that much better. So I think that was promising to see.
I think Kemsky had talked to a beat writer from the Patriots and asked, does it normally look like this? Or he's like, yeah, your defensive line has been dominant. There was one point they had like back-to-back sacks. Everybody was getting off. Even BG had a sack. Jomo, Carter, they all were getting into party. Kemsky called it a sack party. So, yeah, I mean, you got to feel good about the one thing, if we're going to be real for a second, the Eagles dealing with the blitz. They had some issues dealing with the blitz today. Any concerns still about the blitz?
I will say this is with the blitz, it is still a little bit of a concern. And I know Jalen didn't like talking about it, but when he reached out to Marnie Wittendale, that was like somebody that wants to be great. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to pick the brain of a defensive coordinator and like, hey, what did you see on this? Why did they come at me this way? Why did he come? You know what I'm saying? I like that. But I will say this. I love Vic Fangio's press conference, how truthful he is. He holds everybody accountable. I love it. I love it. I love the way everything that he's old school. He belongs here in Philly. He's from Philly. Like, it's a match made in heaven.
Who's better defensive coordinator? Jim
Schwartz?
Jim Schwartz or Vic Fangio?
Jim Schwartz wasn't a bad DC, man.
All right, so y'all got on me when I said Jim Schwartz was the man. I like Jim.
Bro, I like we Jim broke Schwartz too, but hey.
Yeah, I was like, yo, we broke the sack record that year, bro. We was killing. Like, I loved it. Pin your ears, go get the quarterback. And that was all me. I was like, it was all gravy for me. Y'all like, oh, no. And I get it. Y'all love Jimmy. You know what I'm saying? I love Jimmy too, but, bro, we got a championship because of Jim, bro. Schwartz.
I'll give him his love.
I'm gonna retract that statement there.
All right, so hey, I'm gonna put it like this though. NFC Championship, if it wasn't for Jim Schwartz, hey, I'm gonna get him. Bro, that NFC Championship, we made a statement. Going to that Super Bowl, dreams and nightmares, we made a statement. I know we gave
But like we also went from Case Keenum to Tom Brady.
Hey, we also,
in the matchup.
We also have to give a shout out to Meek. If it was for Meek in the song, no, I'm just kidding.
Hey, man. Listen, when I heard that song, I knew we were going to win, B.
What's the difference?
Maybe it was Piccolo's theme song.
Yeah, maybe that's Meek. That's we need to make that song global.
Maybe that's the reason. Yeah, man. I'm pretty fired up, man. I'm pretty fired up about the season. I'm trying to like contain the energy, but it's every week it's building. And then in like 3 weeks, I'm picking my outfits out for Brazil right now.
Y'all going to Brazil?
To Gail is.
Gail is the only one going to Brazil. Gail got money.
No, we've been working. We was out here.
Do you see what's working all that stuff behind them?
We've been working in the streets. it'll be a good opportunity to see Brazilian Eagle fans.
Yeah.
Raptor team. Yeah. That's kind of crazy.
Brazilian Eagles fans, right.
Yeah. So what is that? Of course, I will be out there in L.A. I mean, it's only a state over, but I will be out there in L.A., so I do look forward to seeing y'all out there. But I got to come back home to Philly, especially because I heard Hollywood Hearn got the best cheesesteak.
Yeah, boy.
That's a fact. Find Philadelphia, bro.
That's a fact. Your financial field. I need to have one for myself. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
In preparation for the new season, do you go out in the backyard and look?
I do throw down on the grill occasionally. I'm looking forward. My next, I'm hoping that the next place I live, I have a little bit more space because I actually have to store that grill about 70 miles away at my work, in a closet. I got no space for it in my own apartment right now.
But wasn't the news saying that you were cooking cheesesteaks at work?
I was cooking cheesesteaks at work. I mean, I put it to work, you know?
Shout out to Dalton. He said that those cheesesteaks slap.
I'm already knowing. So my plan, if I can make the home opener, that used to be tradition. Like I mean, really every home opener, that was just the tradition.
But while we're on the topic, I mean, I had mentioned a couple weeks ago about me taking a trip to Barcelona, missing the Eagles home opener. But it looks like that trip's getting canceled.
Yeah.
And Papa will be there. Looking forward to it, man.
Gail.
Not to throw hateration. I think I woke up this morning. I was like, damn. I was like, the opener's going to be here anytime soon. I was like, damn.
No more phone calls I have to make now.
Who's going to make cheesesteaks?
The fact that you would get a replacement cheesesteak guy is
no, exactly. I wasn't going to get. No, I told you if we're going to get somebody to replace you that day, they're not cooking cheesesteaks.
Yeah. No, we kind of wanted to do it to like see what it would do.
He wanted to do it.
That's cold blood, bro. We can't replace her, bro.
Nah. But you know what I mean, phone call. I've on the low been making phone calls to see, you know what I mean, but I have a feeling now that you confirmed you're going to be staying in Barcelona, I'll probably get those phone calls during the week. Like, yo, you still good? You still need me? Nah, bro. I'm good.
It's like when they replaced Aunt Viv
Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't the same. Wasn't the same.
Just didn't work. But yeah, I mean, overall, I mean, any other thoughts that you guys had about practice today? Anything?
I mean, hey, it's the first joint practice, first day. A lot of positives that came out of this practice. You know, being able to catch up with some of the notes when I got out of work. Saquon looking good. Defense looking good. They mentioned Jeremiah Trotter. They mentioned a nice key defensive play made by N'Kobe Dean that caused the interception by Braun. You know, that was a positive to hear. You know, I mean, I think out of everything, I'm going to probably put that one as the number one highlight of the day because, you know, I mean, we've been questioning N'Kobe Dean. We just want to make sure that everything's good with him. And, you know, I mean, he could be that guy that we wanted when we first drafted him. So, you know, what I mean, we all admit it. We all agree that we weren't going to shut the door on him. This is the year. But this is the year that he has to go ahead and prove, you know, what I mean, to all of us, including to himself, for sure.
You know, you brought up linebackers. I'm going to pass this one around the room. We'll start with you. Pick Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Does he become a starter this year?
I think he becomes a starter later on in the year. I'll be honest, I kind of did have high hopes for N'Kobe Dean, but I ain't been hearing great things from him. But I think so because I actually like how he performed in the last preseason game, and I think you know the more he gets his reps in, he'll most definitely be a starter. He plays middle linebacker, I believe. Uh-huh. Plays middle, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I can't even tell you who's the middle linebacker right now.
Devin White.
That's Devin White.
So are you asking me, is he going to replace Devin White?
No. Is he going to? Yeah. Right now we got Bond rocking with him, and then the Dean love is there, but I just feel like what. I mean, again, it's early, but I feel like the football IQ is there.
Let's just look at it as far as what we've seen already, and expectation when they were coming in. N'Kobe Dean, when he came in here, I mean, do I got to find the picture of Gale? Like we were all hype. We were all sitting there like this. We just got N'Kobe Dean in the third round. And so the expectation was that we got a steal and we were expecting him to come in. Obviously he underperformed, he got injured. And that's been what's going on. And granted, I want to pump the brakes a little bit because this is just practice, but Jeremiah Trotter Jr. has been looking good so far, man.
Yes.
He has been showing us something, which is something that N'Kobe can't really say for the few years that he's been here. So for Trott to immediately come in here as a day three guy and already look like he belongs, it looks pretty good to me, man.
I just, when you start flashing, I mean, if you're a young player, if you start flashing that, I mean, again, it, you know, if you're against the second and third, it's a difference, but just showing up, I'm saying showing up is half the battle. And I think one song that will be showing up is Go Birds on a lot of these social channels. Shout out to Dave, who's now
shared
on all of these platforms on Facebook. So that should be a hype. I'm looking forward to seeing Pick sign some autographs this year.
I got to come to Philly. I don't care about I have not been to Philly since 2019, bro.
Damn. Pre-COVID days.
Yes. I remember because I had won a raffle to get tickets to go to the game. I didn't have tickets for the game. I was like, Gail, I'm going to go watch it at, you know, Chicks and Pizza or whatever. And he called my name, and I'm like, oh, you know what I'm saying? So, and this was the game where we played the Redskins, and I think the Redskins went up 17-0 in, like, the first quarter. Booed them out the building. We booed the Eagles out the building. They came back that second half, ended up winning, like, 31-17. I was like, dog. It was just – all of my memories in Philadelphia, period, have been great. I was there when Elliott kicked the 61-yarder.
Oh, hell yeah. That's right. That was the kickstart of the Super Bowl year.
Huh? Yeah. I was also there opening night when we played the Falcons after when we raised the banner.
I remember
that. You know
that.
What I mean? I was sitting there with Trucks. And then 2019 to be there at that game. Then COVID hit and it just shut everything down. So everyone knows that I've been like, I got to get back home. They're like, you're not from Philly. I'm like, you don't understand. Period.
So you don't understand.
Yeah.
Something.
I want to go home,
man. For real. And I'm gonna give y'all an example, right? Like living in Arizona, there's not a football fan base, right? I mean, there is, but like the Cardinals, like nah, it's not. So when my coworkers that I work with is like, hey, we're having a Cardinals tailgate, and I'm like, I'm gonna wear my Eagles jersey. I am. They're not playing. I don't care. Like, this is my team. Like, what do you mean? It's either that or I'm wearing like a plain black t-shirt and some shorts.
Yeah.
And I'm mainly going for the tailgate. I'm not even going to go to watch the Cardinals. You know what I mean? So
totally.
Cardinals is whack.
Yeah, ain't nothing to watch.
The stadium is straight.
So if anything, I guess me and Tim could lock in and we go watch a game somewhere.
I mean, y'all are almost
there. Oh man, Rock Bar?
Yeah, Rock Bar in Scottsdale.
Yeah. Is this when they know you're from Philly, you're going to get 1,000 questions.
Oh, I'm already done. Where'd you grow up at? I'd be lying. Yeah. I'd be like, oh,
are you related to Will Smith and Kevin Hart? Like, so just because I'm black, I'm related to him, huh? Like,
right. How's Meek Mill? Is he fun? I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, all like, right. Come on, man. Come on, son. Hey.
But if you want to go and travel, you should travel and see these Eagles all over the country. Make sure you check out Philly Sports Trips. Make sure to follow them at Sports Trips PHL for more information. There's a lot of trips coming up. So much so that you can't even fit all the trips on one graphic. We have a big trip, obviously, with Brazil, but this trip to New Orleans is going to be crazy. That's going to be a crazy trip. Angelo Cataldi will be down there. In Tampa, we have Brian Dawkins joining the group.
Fire.
The Birds take over in New York. There's going to be a big bus trip coming from Philadelphia. All the big buses are coming to celebrate Saquon's win over his former team. We got the Birds take over in Cincinnati. And, Ev, you could read the second one. How about that, man?
Then, we got Senior. Senior is going to be Trott Senior is going to be in Dallas. Everyone should make the pilgrimage to Dallas if you're an Eagles fan at one point in your life to go see them play there. That's on November 8th. Then we got a few weeks off until Friday, November 22nd. We're going to be going to L.A. Shady McCoy is going to be out there. That's going to be a fun one. The Birds take over Baltimore. That's on December 1st. Gail's blocking me with the comments, so I can't see who's going to be there.
Nobody in Baltimore.
And then, you know, we're going to finish out the year, end of the year at Washington on December 22nd. That's always one of the biggest tailgates of the year, so I highly, highly recommend getting that Washington one. I mean, we were well over 1,000 people at that at last year's tailgate. That was pretty crazy.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm really trying to tailgate with Deshaun and LaShawn. That should be kind of crazy.
LA's gonna be crazy, bro.
Yeah. Hey, don't wear, just wear your Eagle colors. Don't wear no crazy random colors.
Please,
no red. No red.
Hey, don't wear a B hat up in that joint.
Well, before we get out of here, say it with your chest take. It could be anything. It doesn't have to be sports related. It could be, you know, Evan's got a lot of hot takes about traffic. Tim has a lot of traffic, hot takes about cheerleading.
not a sport.
I got mine right now because it was something. It was something that was sitting on my chest as I was sitting in traffic that y'all, so many of y'all don't know how to drive in traffic. Like it's a trickle. You want to not stop. Once you stop, that's what's creating everybody else stopping behind you. You want to just go slow and trickle. The amount of people that you jump from lane to lane and just to stop quickly right in front of me was driving me insane. So yeah, just move slowly in traffic and it will go. That's what I got to say for anybody that didn't know that, apparently.
So that's your take?
That's my take. Learn to drive in traffic.
See, I knew
an hour and 45 minute commute. It's not it.
I feel like Evan needs to be like, not get off his chest. He needs to like grind my gears or something like that.
I think you should play. You need to play more GTA. If I'm going to be honest.
That's honest.
You can figure that out. You can take out your road rage.
Take out your road rage.
Pick what's your hot take?
My hot take. Fuck it. Jalen Hurts wins MVP this year.
Wow.
Okay. Say it with your chest.
Love it.
Say less.
Okay. Jalen Hurts MVP.
I like that. Okay. I know. Tim got a cheerleading one ready to go.
Hey. Tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, man, my life is just going to be cheer dad one-on-one. But I have a real one, bro. This is for my sneakerheads. Stop wearing Adidas socks with Nikes, B. Like, we stop wearing Nike socks with Yeezys. I'm tired of saying, go to Target, baby. Go get them Goodfella Jones for $9.99. Go get the regular degular socks and wear them, John. Tired of you wearing Nike socks with some Yeezy, son, or with some slides, easy slides. Stop. It's nasty work. You shouldn't do that. You should get a ticket, actually, and then go to detention or something. Like, put your nose on the wall or something. That's
Primo, what you got?
Another good week. I ain't got nothing, man. I ain't got nothing to talk bad about. Everything chilling, you know what I mean? I appreciate you coming through for the party on or for the little gathering we had on Saturday. It was a great time.
Oh my God, the food was.
Man, see, I bet you Stephanie cooked, didn't she?
Stephanie bring over a plate. Autumn
cooked. Food was good. Yeah. I don't even eat broccoli, but I was eating some broccoli salad.
Amanda got taken care of. Yeah, it was a good time. It was a good time.
Man, shout out to the fan, man. Say what chest take? I'm up. This one's a crazy take. Not a crazy take, but shout out to all my homies at my job. I got the big layoff today after 24 years at Paramount. So I mean, it's been a great ride. I got the severance package. It means I'll be off during football season. So we're looking at the positives here. So
that's definitely a positive.
I got the Eagles to hold me down. But shout out to all my homies. I worked with a lot of people for like 20 something years. So it's tough to say goodbye to your friends, but you can call. You can show up to tailgates. I'm looking for some new adventures. I think it starts with Brazil. And then I think when we come home.
One-way ticket now.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a wild
I think it's a wild season, man. I feel like if I want to speak positively, I think, like you said, this MVP season could be crazy. The Super Bowl season could be crazy.
Yeah.
I think we should be spitting out some more content now that I have some more time on my hands. Nice. But we'll see. We'll see. Hey, why are y'all looking all so sad? Like, you got laid off.
No, I ain't sad. I'm happy for you. You get paid to watch the Eagles?
I mean,
you make content for the Eagles?
Not sad. Not happy. You know what I mean? Just, if you good, we good. That's all that matters.
Yeah, yeah. I say no more free Nick Jr. stuff. Mm. My bad.
I am really going to miss that, to be honest with you. Yo, I was getting all the Ninja Turtles stuff from Chicago.
Hey, I do love Ninja Turtles, dog.
My daughter is like, Uncle Gil going to send me something. I'm like,
Everything Gil get
left in. Little Ultimate Warrior John.
That's tight.
I still got the joint right here. Yo,
I went and I saw my the guy that shout out to Siddeley Pizza. He's a big Raphael fan. And so I stopped by. I was like, yo. Here's some Raphael shit. He was like, dude. So I'm getting rid of a lot of my Nickelodeon turtle stuff. Not all of it, but some. If you need a little sprinkling of stuff, let me know.
Coming to the crib.
Baby. I got dibs on the Michelangelo's.
No, I already called it. I just said I was coming to the crib.
I'm a rock guy.
That's
how
you said you coming to the crib. You didn't say you had dibs on Michael. Nah,
that's what I meant to. That's what I meant to say. You know what I meant to say.
Well, listen, you didn't. You could get Leonardo.
No.
Leo's a little punk, man.
Mr. Bob down
under. I ain't call you a punk, bro. I just said you can get Leonardo.
Yo, Bob from Down Under had a question for him. He said, "Prime, did you kill any cats?
Nah,
I've actually
been on good behavior. I haven't seen the. Let me watch my mouth. No, I haven't seen them. I haven't seen them around the hood. All right, I don't know. They actually disappeared ever since Garfield came out. So I don't know. Maybe they're busy doing something. I don't know. Might be a thing."
I'm gonna let you know that cat that came around my neighborhood was on the hood of my girl's car, like it was a White Snake video, trying to holler at my cat again. I thought I had the picture ready to go, but I can't find it. But yeah, that's what it is. But before we get out of here, shout out to Bud Light, who's dropping a crazy bottle. I don't know if you guys see it online, but shout out to Bud Light. They're going to be dropping the new Bud Light on Nick Foles' retirement night.
Yes, sir. Is that Philly Philly?
Yeah, Philly Philly. You want Philly Philly? Or do you want
Philly? Hey, I have a question, though. I have a question for you guys saying that. Do you guys mind them retiring number 9? Because I'm cool with it.
I'm fine with it.
Okay, because a lot of people on Twitter were like, no. I'm like, bro, he already has a statue. You might as well retire that joint.
I don't know about Prime is not going to say.
Man, there you go again. I said how good. Go.
There you go.
If you want to get into full details, that's something totally different. But no, man,
you're not
retired the jersey, man. I'm good with retiring the jersey, man. Big ups to Nick Foles.
You're so mad.
Retired as an Eagle. I appreciate that you retired as an Eagle because no disrespect, that's the only place it really worked for you, okay? With us,
I hear the anger in your voice, Brian.
Because goddamn it, they won't leave me alone with this shit.
No, here we go. Dave says retire.
Yeah,
I'm fine.
So number 9 and 25. So 5, 9, 25 are retired, and 15.
Who said 25?
They ain't gonna let nobody wear 25.
I'm just kidding.
25 needs to be retired.
Let Sean McCoy.
Yeah,
another one.
Okay.
See?
Another one. Oh, man, see?
Here you go, bro.
Oh, my God, man.
Put him in a bathroom, B. Word is born.
No, but it's
you put me
it's
in 15, the
it's 5, 15, 92, 99, and who else?
Yeah.
20.
I think that you got about
15, 99.
Is 36 retired?
Nope.
Nah. Ooh, well, they did. Wow. They did, but they let Ajay Ajayi wear number 36. But he got permission from Westbrook, I believe.
Mm. Someone we have
Carl Carmichael should be retired. Oh, number 12 is retired too.
Come oh, 12, 12, 12 is retired. Oh, yeah.
15.
15.
Stan Van Buren. Yeah. Van Buren, I'm sorry.
But
retire 36, retire 25, retire 9, retire 10.
62.
I'll retire 62. All those numbers, and then you can bring back number 5.
Yo, no, yo, no, 5 stay retired. Come on, man.
17? 17? Hello?
I'm cool with 17.
Oh, 17.
That's all Carmichael. Yeah. But 5? Come on.
Yeah. 17 should be retired.
So you don't want number 5 retired?
I do. I thought it was. It's not retired?
It is. 5 is retired, yeah.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. Did you hear where Primo just said? Primo said bring it back?
Yeah, no. They're not going to
retire. He said bring back 5. That's what I'm like, here you go.
Nah. They're not going
to 5 is the reason why I'm an Eagles fan, to be honest with you.
62?
Bring it back. We already mentioned that. Yeah.
Okay.
We are. Yeah. I just know.
Mark Cole says 69.
Yo, you a wild bull, yo.
Hey, yo, he a fan.
Hey, but shout out to Lowski, who's always bringing the parties, always pumping. Look at this guy, dressed up. What do you think he's in his 30s or something?
Yeah, dude.
Does he think he's old as Evan? Well, shout out to Contact and Titan Bakery for bringing the Thunder every tailgate. Besides that,
I love that. They tomato
bring pie. 3 or 4. He dropped the lyric in one of the theme songs. The ones who know. But last word before we get out, we'll go with you, Pick.
Last words, man. Pick Low 915. Follow me on all streaming. You know, social media, things like that. Go Birds will be on all streaming platforms this coming Thursday, just in time for the Eagles and Patriots preseason game. Make sure you stream it and post it everywhere online all season. Go Birds.
Yes, sir. Here's the information below where you can find it. Last word, Timo.
Timo.
You
talking about no play.
Gello. Okay, Gello.
No, hey, yo. Thursday night football, man. We'll play against New England Patriots. Yo. It's preseason, so let's calm it down. Let's you know, like I said, let the game come to you, and go Birds. And yo, go get that Go Birds off from P. You know what I'm saying? Go cop that joint.
Appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So big ups to Piccolo for dropping the fresh one, bro. Appreciate you. It's been a minute. Good to see you. I'm glad, you know, looking forward to catching up with you this upcoming season. But you know, like Tim said, it's the preseason, man. Let's just keep going out there and grinding. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's what you make the best of it. And, you know, hopefully it turns out for a bunch of these newbies on the team, these rookies and stuff like that. And, hey, man, we got some good news. Gene is back today, back on the squad, back on the field. So, you know what I mean? Hopefully he gets to work. I know he's got some catching up to do. So, you know, let's see what he's all about. But, you know, please stay healthy. Next game is on Thursday. Looking forward to it. Go Birds.
Yeah, Pick. Dude, it was awesome to catch up with you again, man. Look forward to you booking that trip out to Philly and hand delivering you a cheesesteak. But I'm mostly just looking forward to the Eagles, bro. I've been getting myself extra hyped up this year. I don't know what it is. I got a bold prediction that this is going to be the best Eagles team that we've seen in the past decade, man. I'm talking better than either of the Super Bowl teams. I think that this team is legit. I still think that Harry Roseman hasn't put the entire puzzle together. But I think that there's going to be some superstars that emerge this year, man. Like I'm telling you, Jalen Carter is going to be a dog this year. He is going to be one of the top D tackles in the league. And it's going to set the tone for the entire defense. So I'm looking forward to it. Go Birds.
I'm just going to piggyback off you. I think, the vibes are like perfect right now. I feel like we're undefeated right now. You can't tell me nothing. I still feel great about this team. I think they're developing. I still think we're a couple pieces away. I think some news is going to break soon. Maybe in, I say a week. I'm going to give it a week. I think they got to bring someone in. Overall, I just feel like it's been a great ride so far. I think I'm ready for Brazil, ready for the Brazilian vibes. I'm sitting here learning Brazilian words on apps. It's crazy right now. I know how to ask for milk, and
that's gonna be important. What the fuck? Why would that
that's
be the
first thing?
And an apple, in an apple, leche in a menino. I mean, other than that, appreciate you, Pick. You stopping by. Appreciate the song. We're just gonna ride this one out. We're gonna play this, and we'll see you guys in the next one. As always, go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Play. I'm a point at the link. Curious where the fam at. All I see is Kelly Green. Curious where the ops at. They rep the other team. Curious if they like us.
We don't care, my G.
Bird gang, bird gang. Yeah, best believe we roll deep. Take the show on the road. Whole city turn green. Walk into your stadium. Got nothing to fear. The triple zero sit. And this is all you hear. This is all you hear. This is all you hear. This is all you hear.
Hit the track running, I feel like I'm Saquon. Stay calm. The Migos are coming to your stadium. Blow that thing up. We working with Napalm. See what we doing. Winning the steady.
Yeah, bro.
On the bodies and we need a new one. Saturday night tune. So many wings in the leg. They saying that we be Red Bullin', but we just some bullies. Stay off our grass. Sandy and Friday. You do the math. When AJ Devonta and the only Dallas that we acknowledge come at you fast. Go ahead and pick your poison. Whole crowd screaming, Jalen, don't hurt him. Fly to fly. Only touchdown to add six. That's perfect. Bird gang.
You go Birds.